Hello? Can you hear me?
Yeah. What is it?
Hey, how you doing? My name is Steve, and we are conducting a survey. Your participation is voluntary, but important to the success of this research and the efforts of local community-based organizations working on community issues. All your answers are confidential and will be combined with the answers of everyone that answers the survey. Is that something you can help us out by answering a couple questions for the survey?
Who are you for?
I'm sorry?
Huh?
I'm sorry, what was the question?
This political?
I'm sorry, I don't know. I'm not told so that I don't influence on your opinions, since it's a survey. So whatever answers.
No, I can't then. Thank you. Bye-bye. All
right, you'd like us to call you on a later day or time?
Hold on a minute.
Oh, okay.
A survey about what?
That's the thing, ma'am. I really don't know because we have not been told. This is not to influence on your opinions. You just be answering. You just helping us by answering those questions. You can give your honest opinion or whatever opinion you have, but just helping us out by answering those questions, that would be very helpful to us.
Okay, I'll give you a couple of minutes. Go ahead now.
Oh, okay. Thank you. So may I ask, what is your zip code?
48213.
Thank you. What is the year of your birth?
1945. What do you need? Okay.
Just to make sure we're talking to all ages people. do you think of yourself as a male, female, or something else?
Female.
Thank you. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general elections for president? Were you not able to vote, like for Joe Biden, Democrat, Donald Trump, Republican, someone else?
It's political. Democrat all the way.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
Black.
Okay.
Afro-American.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Thank you. Are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered to vote?
I just asked you, was this political? I'm registered to vote, yeah.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Thank you, ma'am. So as you may know, there will be, like, I do apologize. I know, like, I just go with the flow, but you're helping us out by just answering those questions. Like I say, if you can give your honest answer or whatever answer you do give out, that's really up to you. You're just doing the survey. As you may know, there will be elections for office like president and U.S. Congress in November. How likely are you to vote in November 2024 election? Will you definitely
Very
vote?
Likely.
Probably vote?
What?
Oh, okay. Okay, so you definitely will vote.
Yes.
Thank you. How much, how do you plan on voting in the upcoming 2024 general election? Voting in person early before the election day? Voting in person on election day? Voting by mail or other?
In person.
In person, voting in person before the election day or on election day?
On election day.
Oh, okay. Thank you. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel the Black community has to make changes on its issues that are important to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel the Black community has on this scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means Black community has a lot of power. 5 means neutral, and 0 means Black community has no power at all.
10.
A 10. Thank you. Please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's election for president, Congress, state, and local office on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any numbers between 0 to 10.
10.
Oh, thank you. Now, I'd like to rate how you feel about some people using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means you feel very warm, favorable towards them. 5 means you feel neither warm nor cold, neutral, and 0 means that you feel very cold or unfavorable towards them. You may use any numbers from 0 to 10 depending on how you feel. If you don't know or you never heard of the people or the group, please indicate so. So the first person...
Say the rating again.
From 0 to 10?
Yeah, what's 10?
Very warm and favorable of the person or group. So the first one they have, Kamala Harris.
10.
Okay, thank you. Mark Kelly.
Mark Kelly. I saw that name somewhere. What's the middle?
5.
And that's,
like
no
neutral.
Feeling at all?
That is correct. Well, no feeling is like 0. Oh, you never heard of this person.
I've heard of it. I can't remember where I heard of it.
Oh, okay. So it'd be like from 0 to 5. Which one do you think it works for you?
I've heard of what's 5?
Neutral.
Neutral, okay, that's good. Neutral.
Oh, okay. And J.D. Vance? What number would you give a J.D. Vance?
What's 0?
Very close.
Okay,
thank you.
Give 0.
Donald Trump?
Give him a 0.
Okay. Barack Obama?
10.
Okay, thank you. Tim Walz?
Say that again?
Tim Walz?
Oh, I knew. Vice President, going to be our Vice President, a 10.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Josh Shapiro.
Okay, he was the one that was going to be. He was in the running. Okay. Give him a 10.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Gretchen Whitmer.
No, our governor. Give her a 10.
Oh, okay. Thank you. And Joe Biden. 10?
Yeah.
All right. I'm right. 11 right here. Thank you. What do you think are the most important issues facing the country today? Please select the top 3 issues most important to you. So I will read some issues and you can choose the top 3 that works for you. The first one is affordable quality health care. Second one, affordable quality housing. Next one, better transportation system. Next one, rising cost of living. Next one, immigration. Next one, access to good jobs. Next one, access to quality education. Next one, reducing racism and discrimination. Next one, criminal justice and police reform. Next one, climate change and the environment. Next one, protecting the expanding voting rights. Next one, abortion. Next one, public safety, including gun violence. Next one, none of the above.
Okay, really the rising cost of living, these interest rates has eaten me up with these credit cards. Yeah, that's just my concern right now. The rest of them, all of those other ones are important, and they'll take care of them one by one anyway. Yep.
Oh, okay. All right. Other two, but we have to choose like 3. The other two you might think that are also very important.
Let me see. Well, climate change, that's important because I'm watching the weather change outside and we done moved into September weather already in August. So that's important.
Oh.
What else? I don't know. He said a lot of them. That's important to me. okay, and that ban on abortion is that's important to me. Yeah, that's important to me because they keep on giving, they're giving all these men they can go and get some Viagra over at the drugstore, and then all of a sudden they got everybody pregnant because they all horny. So yeah, we gotta keep that right. Yeah, that's it's backwards. You know what I mean?
That's true. It's true.
I know it's true. They go to the store, buy something out the machine. Now don't even have to go to the doctor, and then they got everybody pregnant, and then the men making the rules. You know, so yeah, okay, that's important. So they can get roll and roll what back in order. Am I saying it right? Yeah, they're gonna get it back in order.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, go on.
All right, and I know it's a long way off, but in November 2024, elections for president were held today. For whom would you vote? Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, third party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., other independent third party, undecisive, will vote for other political office but not president, will not vote at all in the upcoming elections.
I would vote for Kamala Harris. Democrat.
Oh. Okay, thank you. Is that more of a vote for Kamala Harris or against Donald Trump?
That's more for a vote for Kamala Harris.
Oh, okay. As for today, Vice President Harris is still not in the official nominee for the Democratic Party, but if it's assumed she will be doing the Democratic National Convention. If Vice President Harris is fully secure the nomination as the Democratic candidate for President of the United States, would that make you much more motivated to vote, somewhat more motivated to vote, make no difference, somewhat less motivated to vote, or much less motivated to vote?
My goodness. Well, I thought she was, they did whatever they did, and she was, but okay, they'll just have to say it at the convention or something, but they done already said it. So, whatever it is, that's who I'm voting for.
So, Kamala much more Harris. Motivated?
Huh?
You say that will be...
It doesn't make me motivated no more. It's just the way it's going to be.
Oh. So, it'll be somewhat more motivated to vote, or makes no difference?
Makes no difference.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Compared to last month, are your feelings about the Democratic Party much more affordable, somewhat more, favorable, somewhat more favorable, make no difference, somewhat less favorable, or much less favorable?
Makes no difference. I was going to vote Democrat anyway.
Oh, okay. Okay. Thank you. Do you trust Kamala Harris as president to act in the best interest of people like you by a lot, some, little, or not at all?
A lot.
Okay. Thank you. When it comes to pushing for criminal justice reform as president, do you trust Kamala Harris to act in the best interest of people like you by a lot, some, little, or not at all?
A lot. I trust her to handle her business, yeah.
Okay, perfect. As for each of the following traits, so there are some traits about her. I'd like you to let me know if you think it really describes Vice President Harris, what describes her, only describes her a little bit, or really does not describe her. So one of the first traits is represents the AAPI community. Does that really describe her? Describes her a bit? Really does not describe her, or you don't know?
What is that? The who?
For the AAPI. Well, the AAPI. This is for the Asian American Pacific Islander.
Okay, what about it?
Does that really describe her? That she will that's one of her traits that it really describes her, somewhat describes her, that she represents the AAPI community, describes her a little bit, really does not describe her, or you don't know?
I don't know how to answer that question. Asian.
Asian Islanders. Asian Americans, Pacific Islanders.
Okay, so what about it? I'm not
just
confused.
Do you think that's one of her? Do you think that's one of her traits that describes her?
I don't know how to answer that.
Oh, then if you don't know, we can place don't know.
But it's, I don't know if that's what how you saying if it's good or bad.
Yeah, they're basically, how can I say this? Sometimes there are some things that probably we don't know about a specific person that they're working on it or they might not be working on it. If you really don't know, that's something that represents her, that will work on this people, on this community, then you can really say that you don't know, or it really describes her that she'll be working for this people, somewhat describes her, or describes her a little bit. Or really
yeah,
does not.
She'll be working for everybody.
Oh, so it really describes her.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
I don't know how to say that. Okay.
Okay.
Just skip that one. I don't know which way to say that because I believe she's going to be working for black, white, pink, polka dot, and whoever.
Thank you.
I really do.
Next option you have is restricts rights to the trans and LGBTQ community.
That's what she's gonna do?
Uh-huh. Does that really describe her? Somewhat describes her?
No, it don't describe her.
Okay. So does not describe her. Okay. Fight for all of us.
What's that?
Fights for all of us.
Yes. That describes.
It really describes. Oh, okay, thank you. It's a strong black woman.
That totally describes her.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Thank you. It's tough on crime.
Yes.
Really describes her. Oh, okay. Thank you. Is someone young girls can look up to?
That describes her, yes.
All right, thank you. Is prepared to be president?
Yes, that describes her, yes.
Governs with an iron fist?
No.
So somewhat describes her?
Maybe somewhat where necessary.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Now, I would like to tell you more about Vice President Kamala Harris. For each of the following traits, I'd like to let you know, I would like you to let me know if you think it makes you much more favorable of Vice President Harris, somewhat more favorable, somewhat less favorable, much less favorable, or makes no difference. So, there are some statements right here, and you can let me know if this is much more favorable, somewhat more favorable, somewhat less favorable, much less favorable, no difference. And the first one is, in 2004, as district attorney, Kamala was one of the first elected officials anywhere in the U.S. to marry same-sex couples. Does that make her much more favorable, somewhat more favorable? Somewhat less favorable, much less favorable, no difference?
No difference.
Okay. Next one. Kamala started a program called Back on Track as district attorney that gave first-time drug offenders the chance to earn a high school diploma and find employment. Does that make her much more favorable, somewhat more favorable, somewhat less favorable, much
more
less favorable, or no
favorable?
More favorable? Oh, okay. And Kamala was the first attorney general in the country to require a statewide policing agency to wear body cameras and implicit bias training program for police officers.
That's all right too, I guess. Yeah.
So that will make her much more favorable, somewhat more favorable, somewhat less favorable, so much less favorable.
One of them dumb asses. favorable.
Somewhat or much more?
Somewhat.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Next one. Kamala is dubbingly referred as Momala by her niece and two stepchildren for the loving and supporting presence she has been in their lives. Does that make her much more favorable, somewhat more favorable, somewhat less favorable, much less favorable, or no difference?
More favorable.
Okay, thank you. And next one is, Kamala is a proud alumnus of Howard University, the historic Black university, where she became a member of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority, Inc., and remains actively engaged in advancing their mission on uplifting Black communities. Does that make her much more favorable, somewhat
much
more favorable?
More favorable. I got two deltas in my house.
Oh.
Much deltas, much more favorable.
There you go. Kamala forged her career defending victims of exploitation, whether it is sex trafficking or revenge porn. She was one of the first to bring attention to the provided legal protections for these victims. Does that make her much more favorable, somewhat more favorable, somewhat less favorable, or
somewhat
much less
favorable? Somewhat more favorable. I don't know.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Matt. And again, please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year election for president, Congress, and state and local office on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote in this year, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any numbers between 0 to 10.
Okay.
10. So how about a 10?
A 10. You already asked the question?
Yeah. Sorry.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know why they asked me.
I'm motivated, yeah.
Okay. So once again, no matter how frequently you vote in the elections, how much power do you feel the Black community has to make a change on issues that are important to you? Please rate them among the power of you feel the Black community has on a scale from 0 to 10, whether 10 means your Black community has a lot of power, 5 means neutral, and 0 means the Black community has no power at all.
They got a 10.
Oh, okay. Thank you. I know it's a long way off. If the November 2024 elections for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, third party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., other independent third party.
Questions.
Yeah.
You gotta ask
sorry.
Them again.
Yeah, basically.
Kamala Harris.
Okay. Thank you.
Democrat.
Thank you, ma'am. Is that more of a vote for Kamala Harris or against Donald Trump?
I told you before, it's a vote for Kamala Harris.
All right. Sorry, I do apologize. I know that since that they're repetitive. But as they kind of fixed that a little bit. do you trust Kamala Harris as president to act in the best interest of people like you by a lot, some, little, or not at all?
I just answered that. I trust her to act for me and everybody else. Yeah. Same
so that'd be a lot or some?
A lot, yeah.
Oh, okay. Thank you, ma'am. Sorry. You almost finished with this one. So just got a few questions. When it comes to pushing for criminal justice reforms as president, do you Do you trust Kamala Harris to act in the best interest of people like you, a lot, some, a little, or not at all?
A lot for people like me. Maybe I didn't answer, okay. That's why I'm showing back up again.
No, you did answer. I don't know why they keep adding those questions. Which of the following would you say you are your main sources of news? You got a national newspaper, local newspaper, family and friends, local TVs, Facebook, Twitter, Fox News, Snapshot, network news, ABC, CBS, MSNBC, local radio, CNN, TikTok, Instagram, others?
MSNBC and MSNBC and CNN.
CNN? Oh, okay.
Nasty Fox News. No.
Oh, okay.
Just thank you. CNN and MSNBC.
Oh, okay. Thank you. And are you in the group of chat for text? Or for text communications with others, or if so, how often has the presidential election come up in recently in this group chat? Very often, somewhat often, a little bit often, not often at all. I don't use group chats.
I don't use group chats.
Oh, okay, thank you. In politics today, do you consider yourself an independent, Republican, or Democrat?
Democrat.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself strong or not strong Democrat?
I said strong Democrat.
Oh, okay. Thank you, man.
Yeah, strong Democrat.
Oh, okay. What is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
I went to business school a couple of years after college, after high school. College.
Okay. Thank you. And are you married, unmarried, living with parents, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Widow. My husband died last year.
Oh, sorry to hear that, man. And are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
No.
No, thank you. And last year, in the 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
Pension, Social Security. I don't know. It's about $41,000.
Okay. Well, this will conclude our survey. Thank you very much for your patience. I would like to thank you for giving me the opportunity to ask you some repeated questions. But I would like to thank you for your patience and putting up with those questions.
Yeah,
thank you, man. I guess the word political questions. Sometimes I don't even know.
I guess you wanted to do grassroots helpers and stuff. Okay. All good.
All right. Thank you, man. Thank you for your time. Thank you for your patience.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.